Hello, all you parents out there. This is a special little mini episode, and it's for all the parents out there. So not that I'm going to be saying anything inappropriate that the kids can't listen to. It's just this is an episode from parent to parent. I have some announcements to make and some questions to ask you guys. If you could respond to them, that would be great. So if your children are in the room, they can stay. However, there might be a little bit of a disappointing news brief going on, so be prepared for that, and I'll give you guys a second. First off, I wanted to start out by saying thank you to all you parents out there. You reach out to us at least every week. We get messages and emails from parents from all over the world, and some of you asking for shout outs, and some of you literally just saying thank you, telling us your stories, telling us how much you love listening to Sleepyhead Stories at bedtime, and truly, truly, truly thank you. I could have never imagined when I started recording our bedtime stories 2 years ago this March that people from all over the world would be listening to us. I honestly started the podcast because if you've been a longtime listener, you know we have family in Germany. My husband's from Germany and his entire family is over there, and they don't get to see us very often, especially Conchetta. And so I started it as a way for them to hear her voice and, just share with them in a different way. And that's really why I kind of started it, just for fun. And here we are 2 years later, and there are people, thousands of people for listening and people from all over the world. And it's very humbling, and also we feel very connected. Sometimes the world can feel like a huge place, and it is, and something like this brings it down to a level that we can all connect. And so thank you very much for that. What this is basically going to be about is the future of Sleepyhead Stories. I've always known, kind of when Sleepyhead Stories started to take off and I saw that it was growing an audience, I would start to always think in the back of my head, what is the future of Sleepyhead Stories, right? Because our children are growing older and my daughter is growing up. When we started, she was about to turn 4. So she was 3 years old. And now 2 years later, she's about to turn 6. And she's a different child, as they should be. They're growing older. And Conchetta expresses, I would say since the summertime or something like that, there was times where she just didn't want to participate in recording. And you've heard, I'm sure, some of those episodes where I say, oh, Conchetta's here. She just doesn't want to talk. And I never force her to. But recently, especially since she started kindergarten, she definitely more and more often does not want to participate in recording. And I never force her, but I do sometimes do a lot of coaxing to say, come on, the kids love to hear you and they want to read a book together with you. Some of your parents have written to us and told us that your children think that they're friends with Conchetta, and they are friends in a way, right? And so I get her that way, but I always feel a little bit guilty that I have to coax it out of her. I'm sorry if you hear birds and things. I'm in a different place than I normally record this, so it's not as quiet. But anyway, so there's times when I have to definitely coax her, and she'll go, oh, okay, mommy. Or sometimes she just wants to sit there and not talk, and then sometimes she will kind of warm up and start to talk, during the episode. Many times I have to record the episodes throughout the week, so I'll record shout outs one day with her. I'll record, any kind of small talk or fun things that we're doing another day. And then we'll record the actual reading of the story another day, which is fine, to do it like that. It's actually better because then she's not so exhausted by the end of recording that she's not into it. But she's definitely expressing more and more the fact that she just doesn't want to record. And I don't definitely know the age group of the children. I have an idea of the age group of the children that listen to the podcast. And I've never been told of anyone's child that's older than 6 years old that listens. For the parents that have reached out, the oldest age is 6 years old. That's of a listener. Now, I'm not saying you don't have children out there that are older than six, but the majority, it kind of caps off at six. And Conchetta's turning six. And for many months and years while we did this, she didn't know how to read. And now she knows how to read. And so she's definitely becoming, she's reading a level C book, starting to move into a level D book. And she's not definitely there yet, but it's happening. And as she's learning how to read, I still read books to her, but I'm supposed to be, you know, and she should be starting to try to read books on her own as well. And so with that comes, she's getting older, basically, to be, you know, plain and simple, she's getting older and she's starting to show that she doesn't want to record. And sometimes that she's not interested in the books that we read. She's definitely grabbing when we go to bookstores and when we go to libraries and things. She's going for those little mini novel books much, much more than she used to go for the picture books. And which is great, as she should when they get older, obviously. They grow out of that picture book phase. So where it leaves me is, how do I continue Sleepyhead Stories? What does the future of Sleepyhead Stories look like? And that's basically the point of this whole spiel that I'm giving you all. And I haven't decided 100%. I haven't decided if we will stop Sleepyhead Stories altogether. I have committed and talked to Conchetta about committing to continue to do Sleepyhead Stories weekly until the end of our school year, of her school year, which is the end of May. Her school is over for kindergarten, and I said we have to at least finish the school year off. We have a few more months, and then we can stop for the summer, and she agreed. After that, I don't know what the future of Sleepyhead Stories will look like, because I never want to force Conchetta to have to do it if she doesn't want to do it. Now, does it mean it's just me reading stories to the kids, continuing to read these great children's books, and maybe Conchetta here and there can sit in if she wants to and chime in, but maybe it becomes just me doing this? Or maybe it just stops altogether. I thought about, as Conchetta gets older, to change the taste of the books with her age. But of course, that's very hard to do because the books become longer and it's no longer like a story time and becomes more like an audible book. And that changes things also legally with what I can do. So I haven't decided, but I would like to know from you all, parents, would your children be okay, do you think? Or would they want to listen to Sleepyhead Stories without Conchetta? I can see and I know that for so many of you and your children, Conchetta is what draws them in because they feel like there's another child in the room. They make that connection. That's the distinction between our podcast and our story time or read aloud, whatever you want to call it, than others, is because Conchetta's present and because she asks questions and makes comments and things like that throughout the book that your children would. And that's what's the difference in our podcast. So I understand if a lot of you will answer and say to me, you know what, no, I don't think my child would be as interested in the podcast if Conchetta wasn't a part of it. And that's basically what I want to know. If you could please find it, I know we're all very busy with work and our families, but if you could send me a message, you can send it to the email, sleepyheadstoriespodcast@gmail.com, or you can go on our website, sleepyheadstoriespodcast.com, and there's a tab where you could hit contact and you can send us a message that way. Or you can find us on Facebook, Sleepyhead Stories, or Instagram, Sleepyhead Stories, and just send us a private message. However you want to send it, you can leave a voice message that's attached in the description page of this podcast, and whatever you want to do. But I would appreciate it if you had the time to just let me know what you think your children want to hear. I know some of your children are much younger than Conchetta, so they're not at the stage yet that she's at as she's growing older. You're in the height of it, of story time and all that stuff. But she's definitely getting older. And, you know, it was funny. We recently got a library card where we live because we've been living here now for about 6 months. And I said, okay, let's get a library card. And we go, and there was happened to be a story time happening at the same time that we were there getting library card. And, you know, I told Conchetta, go sit down while mommy does this stuff with the card. You can go and listen. And she did. And about halfway through, she got up and came over to me. And she's like, mommy, can I just go and look at the books over there? And she wasn't interested in sitting and hearing the story anymore. And when I looked at the small crowd that it was kids that were sitting there listening, I saw their ages and I saw that she was much older, not much older, but she was older than a lot of them. And I was like, oh, it was just another reminder for me that she's getting older and this whole notion of story time, she's not fully out of it yet by any means, but she's starting to, you know, grow out of this stage and grow into the stage of wanting to try to read on her own. And while I'm so proud of that, it's also a little bit sad. So, and also I can't believe this March, we have been doing Sleepyhead Stories for 2 years. Of course, I haven't released every single week in 2 years, but 2 years we've been doing Sleepyhead Stories. And that's crazy to me. But also I wanted to quickly note, I saw on the podcast that all of my episodes from 2018 are no longer published. I don't know why. I still have them. I think it's after a certain amount of time, they don't, they kind of drop off and they only, keep newer episodes the more and more episodes you publish. So I can always republish them, but I think for now we'll just leave it. There was a few that are people's favorites that are in that 2018 group. And if you hadn't already downloaded that episode, because if you downloaded it, you'll have it saved. But if you didn't, I don't think you can access it anymore until I republish. So I may do like at the end of the school year when the summer's on and we're not going to be recording, the summer's here, I can maybe republish a lot of those older episodes from 2018 so you have some new stuff to listen to. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling now. So it's a little bit sad, but I would love your feedback. I have ideas for other podcasts. I've even kind of started one, but I don't do a lot with it because I'm not 100% sold on my idea of it, which was to talk about being a stay-at-home mom. But anyways, just let me know what you think. And again, thank you all so much. We've been hearing from you all more and more each week. And we love it. And thank you so much. We just this week had a shout-out request from someone in Okinawa, Japan. I mean, can't be further away from us. And at the same time, we're so close, right? You hear us at bedtime and your bedtime, and we record at our bedtime. So it's just been such an awesome ride. And I'm not saying it's completely over yet, but I am saying be prepared for some changes at the end of the school year. So thank you so much for your time and have a great day, guys.